session, the complaint meeting at 11:02.
Sorry, guys.
I will take recommendations on investigation reports. Start with 18-008.
Did you want me to tackle it from Bryce?
Go for it.
Last. Yeah, I know. I was going to say your voice. Case 18008, number 1, OAR 801030020, subsection 1, professional misconduct. I find sufficient evidence.
So make a motion to find.
Make a motion to find. Thank you. Yeah.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is it a motion for a recommendation to find?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay either way. I mean, that's the point of what you're doing, is just making a recommendation to
him. Well, thank you.
Right.
It's been 3 months.
Do you have any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Second, OAR 801030020, subsection 1, professional misconduct. Sufficient evidence to make a motion to find.
Recommendation.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you.
I want it all.
Third violation, OAR 801030020, subsection 2. I find insufficient evidence. Make a motion to recommendation. Defined. Insufficient evidence.
Insufficient?
Insufficient.
I said, yes, insufficient.
I second that.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Fourth violation, OAR 801030015, subsection 2, subsection E. A recommendation for a motion of sufficient evidence for a violation.
I second that.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Fifth and final violation, OAR 801030020, subsection 1. I make a recommendation to find sufficient evidence of a violation.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? We will move on to 18-024.
I make a motion to recommend sufficient evidence under OAR 801010045, subsection 9C. Plural name, plural firm name when providing public accounting services using a firm name that was misleading as to the number of licensees associated.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Again, case number 18024, I make a motion to recommend sufficient evidence that under ORS 673.320, subsection 3, use of terms certified public accountant, CPA, or PA, exception, when he held himself out as a CPA during the time he was not actively licensed.
I second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Lastly, I make a motion to recommend sufficient evidence that under OAR 801030020, section 1, professional misconduct, when he filed at least one tax return using the name of a firm which had not been registered with the Oregon Secretary of State.
A second.
We had discussion in executive session that maybe the professional misconduct site was not the right citation with respect to this item. And that I wrote down 10103455.
I wrote it down for night.
A1.
I wrote it down for different.
We had consistent notes that that's
yeah.
for a separate
case.
Okay.
No,
this is
for a separate case.
No,
this is public.
You, for a different case?
Yeah, it was for 19-002. We both have the same notes.
Well, maybe it applies to both.
Perhaps.
Because
so I recommend it's sufficient evidence to say the right thing. So.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye.
I had seconded that one.
You seconded the... Oh, you're the one that seconded the motion?
Okay. Yes.
Any abstention?
Great. So, everybody else said...
Yes.
Sufficient.
Sufficient. Yeah. Yep.
Moving on, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Case number 18-027, correct?
Yes.
I make a motion to recommend sufficient evidence under ORS 673.320, subsection 3, when you filed with the Oregon Department of Revenue 309 tax returns using the CPA permit number while the permit was in lapse status.
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Anything else on 18-027, or we move on to 19-002? Great.
19-002. This is the one that I have the questions on. That's probably not the one I should be doing. Motion 1, OAR 801-030-0020-1. I believe this is the one that we were going to change the specific description on, and that we had sufficient evidence. So my motion is that we change the wording a little bit, but I think we were not going to do the subsection. Was that what we talked about?
I think we talked about for this whole case that we would just do the one.
Because we were wanting to take this part off.
Citations listed, and
we were going to leave this part, but we were not going to take that part off.
Because
it was a different. It was like subsection. It was like 1C, I think. I believe.
Right.
Instead of the one that was listed.
Correct.
Okay.
I also have those notes.
Okay.
And so that we would just do, if we were thinking sufficient on both of them noted, that we could just do the OAR 801-030-020.
So just one.
On stop. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to change my motion. So my motion is that we have find sufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0020. And just stop with that.
A second.
Great. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? We are tabling that. So then, as far as the inquiries, do we have a motion to close inquiries?
I move that in following inquiries, 2017 INQ 15, 2019 INQ 13013, 2019 INQ 042, 2019 INQ 043, 2019 044, 2019 INQ 048, and 2019 INQ 053 that we close the inquiry.
So, all you.
Second.
Yeah, second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Yep. Okay.
Sounds like a yes. So we are now in new business with the festive calendar for the.
Or the 2020 calendar. The only thing I'm looking up is there's a bunch of CPE that usually pops up in January, like the federal tax updates, state and local updates.
This is a preliminary draft. We don't need to make any decisions this time. Take it home, check your calendars. And let send Joel your availability on the days or this is just trying to start preparing and get you guys thinking about next year. Not Haley though.
Not Haley.
So just respond to Joel with your availability and then we'll go from there. And it's just sometimes we just send a doodle because those are easy for us too. So either way.
Old business. Report from the August board meeting. And report from the July OS meeting.
As far as the board meeting, I was not at the last BOAC meeting. I'm back here, but as far as what happened at the August meeting with the board, again, to sound like the broken record, the board very much thanks you for the work that you put into it. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into the considerations. It's a very thoughtful process. It makes our job easier. Thank you very much. With respect to the comparison of what the board's findings were versus what your recommendation were, substantively in line, very minor exceptions in a couple of places, but overall was spot on with what your recommendations were. So again, thank you very much. Your work is appreciated. You get a lot of paperwork and you deal with it appropriately. Thank you.
Any other announcements or questions or comments? We're going to do order. We are going to adjourn.
We did order lunch.
Record time at 11:15.
Yeah, we did order lunch.